Our union is strong. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden told us last night.
And we'll be stronger a year from now than we are today.
But he started his address focused on Russia and leader Vladimir Putin.
He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over.
Instead, the president says the U.S. and our allies are united, punishing Russia economically, and he asked Congress to stand in support of Ukraine.
And send an unmistakable signal to the world of Ukraine.
Now, they remain under attack today. Fox's Simon Owen has a live update.
Dave, on day 7 of the war, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is trying to erase our history, erase our country, and erase all of us. He condemned a deadly rocket strike near Ukraine's main Holocaust memorial, saying, "What will be next? Damn them." Ukraine says Russia is again bombarding its second largest city. The mayor of Kharkiv, near the Russian border, says airstrikes are hitting residential areas. He accused Russia of a genocide, but said the city would not surrender. Dave?
And Simon, Russia says it's ready to resume talks with the Ukrainians tonight. On the domestic front, back to President Biden. He said he supports funding, not defunding police. He said he'll work to secure the border, and he acknowledged soaring inflation.
I get it. That's why my top priority is getting prices under control.
He's releasing 30 million more barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, hoping to lower gas prices, but gas and oil both surging up today. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds gave the Republican response.
The president told us that he wanted to, quote, make America respected around the world again and to unite us here at home. He's failed on both fronts.
In the first primaries of the year, Texas Governor Greg Abbott beat Republican challengers and will face Beto O'Rourke and the Democrat who won the Democratic race. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden last night also touted his plan that is stalled in the Senate that was worth nearly $2 trillion, renaming the agenda Building a Better America. He'll no doubt keep pushing that today as he hits the road after this address.
President Biden, along with the First Lady, are expected to visit Superior in northwest Wisconsin on his first trip back to the state in 8 months, this time touting his $1 trillion infrastructure law that he signed in November for spending on Great Lakes cleanup, roads and bridges, and the president's push for union jobs. Though in a state where Democratic Governor Tony Evers, whose polling mirrors that of the president, faces a tough re-election bid in November, state Republicans call Mr. Biden's trip a photo op, saying he should be tackling issues most important to Wisconsin: gas and food prices, school curriculum, crime, and the U.S.-Mexican border crisis. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There will be less baseball this year, if there's any.
Today marks 91 days since the work stoppage began, and as MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced, the first two series of the upcoming season are now scrapped. Talks are expected to start as early as tomorrow to work towards solidifying a new collective bargaining agreement.
The clubs and our owners fully understand just how important it is to our millions of fans that we get the game on the field.
Commissioner Manfred yesterday in Florida after the Players Association rejected a best and final offer, as they referred to it, at the MLBPA, unanimously rejected.
Quite honestly, needed to be and could have been and should have been discussed in more depth much earlier than they were.
Players Union Chief Tony Clark, as of today, a total of 91 regular season MLB games have been canceled for 2022. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I mentioned oil earlier. Its price is up 6%, close to $110 a barrel. But on Wall Street, Dow futures up more than 200 points the day after a big sell-off. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.